so weird and upsetting because I didn't like his tone. And you know, he kept, you know what he said to me, Johnny? He said, I don't think you're going to get picked up by ABC, NBC, or CBS, and Fox News won't put you on. And I just flipped him off. I gave him the finger and I said, you're never going to see me again. And I walked out of the room. Johnny, that's what I did. I said, I'm not going to negotiate like that. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine, Jamie, and Lou. I'm just talking to Johnny. Hold on a second. You know what I mean, Johnny? And I just flipped him off. I flipped all of them off. I said, just you. F you. F you, MFs. I didn't even raise my voice. I just said, you know, whatever. F you, you know. Tired of it, Johnny. Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, Jamie, and I'm Lou for Crystalline Channeling. So just hold on a second. God. I'm not done with you, Rhonda, from yesterday. You know, Cubyla, she was real nice. Real nice girl. But that Rhonda bitch, I'm telling you. Let me get these cards set up. I'm just setting up my cards for today's energy reading so we can get this energy going. Because I'm like a total expert, master, certified, licensed tarot card reader with angel coaching programs. This is real groovy music. This is for those of you who are just tuning in. This is a new podcast I'm doing. It's very successful and Rhonda is jealous. I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of this one, Rhonda. You're never going to leave me another negative comment ever again, Rhonda. And you know why that is, Rhonda? Because I'm so superior. I'm so fabulous. You know what, I'm going to do a card reading on this situation right now with this Rhonda bitch. This is magical tarot readings. I do these tarot readings. And we measure the energy in my authentic heart self. Okay, let's just do this right now, Johnny. Let me get that energy scale. Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Because like I measure the energy, you know? Coming through now. You can feel it when I'm sitting very still. Self-employment. You're a born. This card applies to me and this show if you're listening in right now. Self-employment. You're a born entrepreneur and your business is surrounded by magical opportunities. Take that, Rhonda. Stick it. Okay, so let's do the questions. My list. Oh my God, this nail polish is so amazing. It's called SpaghettiOs. It's like brick red with a little bit of yellow that comes through every now and then. For a real Mediterranean look. A couple of green flecks. That's probably the olives. Here we go, a question from Jason. Hi, Catherine. I love your podcast. Oh! Take that, Rhonda. Stick it. I'm rubbing this into Rhonda through the entire show, so be patient with me. Because we should be, you know, we should just be a bitch right back to the people who start being a bitch first. Who start it first. So Jason says, which is blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, I'm trying to gain weight at the gym. For lean muscle mass, I used to wear 1,000,000 pounds of fat, and now I'm down to about 236 pounds of lean muscle. Still want to lose some weight. What can you recommend for me, Catherine? P.S. I super love your super podcast. Well, thank you super a lot, you super Jason, you. Okay, so let's, okay, Jason, I'm going to do that Doreen Virtue deck with the life balance. What's it called? Life purpose. Yeah, she went all Christian woo-woo on us now. So, you know, this might be too evil for you, Jason. But we're going to use the deck anyway because I got a lot of really good results from it. It's probably because Doreen isn't dealing with it anymore. You know, I think that's what it is. Because this deck is all about angel energy and Doreen just slapped her name on it, trying to take credit for what Jesus does. probably why it wasn't working for her. I think Jesus kicked Doreen Virtue out of her own, you know, previous business empire, and now I'm making the millions, because I know it's not about me. It's about the energy and the cards, Jason. Let's do this life purpose. Okay, I'm going to put this one on my right, Jet. Oracle cards. Oh, you know what? I hate that word. I hate that word oracle because I can't really say it. Oracle. So Jason, you're able to discern answers and guidance for yourself and others. And that's your before card. I always forget about that. That's the before card, Jason. Are you there, Jason? Can you hear me? Let's draw the after card. Options. Oh, this is good. Consider the career possibilities that are open to you. All right, now I'm going to measure these on my chest. Let's do the energy balancing. Okay, the oracle card is on my right boob, Jason, and that's condemning, hopeless, apathy, despair, and abdication. That's at 50. Let's raise that energy up. Now I've got the second card, the options card, on my left boob, and that's already, okay, it's moving up to 175, 200, and that's at 540. So that is a level of joy, completion, oneness, serenity, transfiguration. That's a lot, Jason. So you went from whatever the first thing I said, what'd I say? 50, all the way up to 540. So there you go, Jason. You moved up on the energy on that. That's real healing. That's real nice. That's a good show so far, Johnny. Take that, Rhonda. Dumb bitch. Jason didn't write to you, did he? Okay. Here's one from Melissa. I'm thinking of changing my hairdo for what you would call a restyling. I'll see. Take that, Rhonda. I'm so rubbing this into Rhonda. For what you would call restylings, I've got several colors in mind. I'd kind of like you to tell me what direction I should go in. The before and after, and she's got a couple of photos. Okay, so I can only see her hair color. She's partially attractive. I mean, you know, I can only see part of her face. She's partially attractive. I can't even see her face. I just see sort of the side of her cheeks and then her hair color. Okay, so Melissa, was that her name, Johnny? You gotta keep me on this, Johnny, because I'm so busy. Oh, God. I'm gonna do a fish card on you, Melissa. I'm not doing those vapes. Did you see that article, all of you out there who do the vapes? Yeah, they're all diseased. They're filled with diseases. So you gotta stop that vape shit off. Knock that off. Oh my God, you don't wanna be filled with disease in your face from the vapes. You'll end up looking like a real alien baby. That wouldn't be, it's not attractive. It's not attractive. Okay, Melissa, hold on. Getting that energy into the cards. Sometimes it takes a while, Melissa, and you know why that is? You know how when you're like digging in your toenails at night? Not sniffing your fingers though, not like the Bubba's in the red state. I'm not talking about Bubba. I'm talking about when you use tweezers and you do a real manicurist's job on your toenails, Melissa, and you dig out a big hunk of chunk of toe jam. Now the Bubbas would sniff that and probably even eat it, because that's, you know, what a red stater who voted for Trump does, Melissa. But I'm talking about you take that toe jam and you just like don't flick it into your shag rug, because that'll smell funky. That's why dorms smell funky. They have that strange combination of feet and pizza and beer and funk. And we don't want to know where that funk comes from, Melissa. Oh my God, I'm going to need an anti-emetic, Johnny. Okay, a card flipped out, Melissa. Fell on the floor. I mean, like, literally, you can't make this shit up. Real Christian shit. Oh my God, self-employment again. So, are you going to a self-employed hair colorist? Or, okay, because that was the prior card. That's the before card. So, Melissa, the card is telling me you did go to a self-employed hairstylist who probably gave you the color that you don't like, and that's why you're changing it. Wow, isn't this amazing? Now let's draw the after card, Melissa. I'm the only one who does this, the before and after cards, and does the energy balancing with the muscle testing on my tits. No one else does this. No one else was a stripper like I was, Melissa. I've just got it all going on. Oh my God. So good. This energy is so good. Here's the next card, Melissa. Break free. Oh my God. Can you believe this? And there's a nice dolphin on it. I like dolphins. Try different ventures and experiences as a way to grow and learn. Okay, let's do the energy balancing on this, Melissa. Melissa, are you still there, honey? Because I'm going to do the energy balancing now. Okay, I'm getting tragic and grief, 75. That's on the before card of self-employment. So whoever colored your hair before, listen to these words, Melissa. Whoever colored your hair before, don't go back to them. What a real bitch. What a total bitch who ruined your hair, Melissa. And it's no wonder you feel things like, now get this, disdain, tragedy, grief, regret, despondency. This is not just for Melissa. How many of you have had your hair colored? And when it's done, you feel those energies. God, that sucks. I really think, you know, we all just have a conceal and carry and just blow their brains out when they miscolor our hair. Let's do this, the after card, the break free with the dolphin. Okay, I'm putting this on my left boob and I'm getting, okay, right away, shut up to 400, right away. Wise, meaningful, and understanding, abstraction. And that's just getting the new color. After the new color, should we do another card? Let's do this for Melissa because I'm really liking her question. It's so deep. What hair color should we do? I love these radio shows. My podcast is so more better than yours, Rhonda. I'm like the most smartest tarot reader you're ever going to get because, like, I'm so into it. Let's do the future card for Melissa because she's so much better than Rhonda. I hate you, Rhonda. Oh, here we go. Okay. I'm calling it right now, Johnny. Healing heart. You're a powerful healer. Keep up the great work. There you go, Melissa. After you go to the new person for your new hair color, healing work. Okay, enough said, Rhonda. Healing work. She's going to get a hair color that works, not go back to that dumb bitch that did it before and ruined her life. God, I'm sick of it. Let's go on to the next question now. Isn't this fun? I love these questions from my viewers for this radio show. Okay, Nathaniel. Nathaniel says, I love what you... Oh my God, this is funny. Nathaniel, you're funny. Okay, I'm going to say that ahead of time. Okay, now listen to this, audience. Nathaniel says, Dear Catherine, I love your podcast. Rhonda is a, quote, total bitch, unquote, to you. And Rhonda needs to, quote, stick it, end quotes. Love to you. Hugs, H-U-G-Z. Nathaniel. Thank you, Nathaniel. Let's draw an archetype card on Nathaniel because, like, I love using the biggest deck for these kinds of questions that Daniel sent. Here we go, Daniel. It's really big. I'm going to send Daniel really big energy before and after archetype card now for Daniel because Daniel said something about that Rhonda. Are you listening, Rhonda? Gnashing your teeth. So jealous. Rhonda is so jealous of my podcast, this one you're listening to right now, because I just tell it like it is. Like, well, I don't have anything to hide. Why do you think I was a stripper? I showed everything. God, I made so much money doing that. Okay, here we go, Nathaniel. The before card is Don Juan. He's kind of trying to be a Don. He's all being a Don Juan to me, telling me I'm better than Rhonda, because I know I am. And the last one, the judge. Oh, wow. Now let's do the energy balancing on this, Nathaniel. Okay, the before card, I'm getting despising, miserable, and shame. That's down at 20. That's the bottom. The only thing lower than that is that Rhonda would be dead. Oh, I actually don't want her to die. I want her to listen to me for the rest of her life. So she's just feeling it, aren't you, Rhonda? so much for her John 1 stuff. Now, the next card is, yeah, off the charts, Nathaniel. I didn't even have to haul it to my boob for more than 2 seconds. Yeah, Judge, light attributes. Balancing justice and compassion, managing the fair distribution of power for Nathaniel, all the way up to enlightenment. Level of 1,000 for that, Nathaniel. So that was really good. Thank you, Nathaniel, for that question you sent in, telling Rhonda that she's so not worth it. It's no wonder she's a loser. No wonder you can't figure it out, Rhonda. I'm going to go to a wisdom healing deck here. This is really superior to that Doreen Virtue crap. I mean, the deck works for me, but it's not working for Doreen. And she just thought that she wasn't good enough for white Jesus. You know, but I am. Because I was a stripper and I showed everything. Unlike Rhonda, okay, I'm really ranking on Rhonda. I'm actually boring myself now talking about Rhonda. Let's get into this next question. Got another question from Rose. Rose says, I like to make cakes, bundt cakes, angel food bundt cakes. This is, I'm bored already, Rose. Do you think I should continue doing this? Oh, Rose. Rose. Water retaining Rose. I think all the water is in her head. I don't even understand this. I mean, who buys these bundt cakes, Rose? Let's do this. All right, let's just do it. You know what? I'm not going to judge how dumb you are. We're just going to... Here we go. Comfort. This is the before card now. Oh, here we go again with these dumb angel names. Archangel Azrael. I'm just going to say asshole because I don't know how to pronounce this. Archangel asshole, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. Can you imagine that? Okay, that's the before card of comfort. Okay, Rose, was that her name, Johnny? And I'm getting denial. Yeah, right away. It was 125. Desire, disappointing, denial, craving, and enslavement. That's the before card, Rose. Here's the next card. This is the after card. All is well. Oh, well, there you go. What the hell do I know? God, let me just shut the fuck up and let the angels talk through me. I don't talk to the angels. They speak through me. That's why I call this crystalline channelings with me, Catherine Damiana Malou. All is well, Rose. So you can keep making the cakes, keep making the bunk cakes, and I'm sure they're angel food for a reason. The angel just told you all is well. All is well in the realm. I can't talk. Still, you know, I purged that magnesium drink last night. Remember I told you that? I was drinking that magnesium drink yesterday. It fills up your bowels with extra water, and then you just purge it out. Wow. So glad I'm on this Mediterranean diet. I see all the pasta and the tomatoes and the olives and the garlic just come out in the toilet. So cleansing, that Mediterranean diet. Are you on that Mediterranean diet, Rhonda? I wonder if she's so crabby. What diet are you on, Rhonda? The I suck everything out of the sewer diet? No wonder it ended up in your head. Her attitude is so bad. It's just like, whatever. Okay, let's do another question. Tanya Johnson says, I have a problem with gossip in my life. There's a... My friends, okay, it's really bad handwriting, Tanya. Yeah, you know I'm not feeling this. I can't read it, and if I can't read it right away, then Tanya needs to stick it. Let's go on to this next one here. Herbert Walker. Please just draw a card and let me know what's up. Oh, how perverted. Okay, so Herbert Walker. Here we go, Herbert. I mean, like, whatever. Turn your crank, Herbert. Before and after. The before card, spend the day with God. The after card, relinquish control. Here you go, Herbert. I hope that got you off. Okay. Let's move on to something else now. Our next question. From Rosemary Amigo. Rosemary Amigo. There's some interracial marriage there, isn't it, Rosemary? Wow. Okay, let's go to the toss card now because I'm these other card decks are just, they get boring, you know, I just get bored. Raise that energy. Rosemary Del Flamingo, what was her name? Mexicano Chicano, I don't know, remember. Some guacamole nacho taco name. Did I just offend all you millennials? You know what, millennials, you're offending yourself. Why do you allow that to happen? I don't understand. You know, I totally, you know what? I'm not even gonna do the taco question, whatever she said. I don't even remember, I don't care. Let's do the before and after and why millennials are offended, because that's really interesting to me. It's really interesting to me why people are so offended and they keep paying attention to the things that offend them. It's like you want to be offended. Did you ever think of that? Let's send that one up. That's the question that I'm going to ask of White Jesus right now. Why do millennials pay attention to the very things that offend them? That's a good question, I'm telling you. Oh, man. You feel that energy, Johnny? I can feel it right now in my chest. It's already moving up. They're already swelling like sunbeams. I always like to repeat the question. Get it real into the cards. Real, real, like, totally. This is so good. Any of you chew gum? I'm thinking about chewing some gum. Okay, the before card. The Hierophant. And the after card is the Mad Juice. There you go, millennials. You know what this means? I want to tell you right now. It means you need to just stop paying attention to people that offend you. So it's like if someone says something and they offend you, okay, you're offended. But if you keep going back to them, then you become a troll of the person that you think is a troll. How much integrity is that? I wouldn't give you any tips if you were a stripper and pulled that shit on me. Especially not in Vegas. Back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Ravel, I never did that. I had a lot of integrity as a stripper. Let's do this next card reading. Okay. I should ask another question, shouldn't I? Huh? Let's ask a question of my audience versus Rhonda. This is a groovy tune. Okay, my audience is what? Here's the card. The Aeon. Wow, that means like eternity and wisdom forever. That's so awesome. Now this next card, I'm telling you, you can't make this up. I have no idea what it is. I'm ready to pull it right now and reveal it to myself and tell you what it is. The next card is Rhonda's card. Are you listening, Rhonda? Here we go, and it's upside down. Oh. Okay, Rhonda, oh my God, I'm gonna take a photo of this and put it on Instagram. Okay, Rhonda, I just drew the upside down card of victory. I think we all know what that means. Your victory just literally fell out of your ass, Rhonda. God, that's fantastic. Johnny, I'm doing this right now. I'm gonna capture this right now on the show. Totally taking a selfie of these cards. This is so amazing. I love it when this happens because Rhonda is like a sociopath and I'm so done with it. This is amazing. Okay, I should arrange these like before and after my audience and Rhonda. This is you, Rhonda. There we go. Okay. Okay, we'll deal with that later. I just took the photo, the before and after photo, and posted it on my Instagram and shoved this in Rhonda's face. You're such a you-know-what, Rhonda. I don't like to use foul language because it means I'm out of integrity. And my energy is all up in the stars with the angels. So let's do this next reading. Okay, we're done with the questions that people sent in because those were a little boring. I need you to, if you're going to send me a question, make it real specific and not this weird stuff people are sending about their hair color or their weight or their toenails, their toe jam. God. Do one for today. What's the energy for today, Tarot? Tell me, White Jesus, what's the energy for today? Gotta do my aerobics and those yoga treatments. I love doing these here in the studio, totally naked. You should listen to these readings naked. I think it'll bring a whole new mood to your toad. You know, get really in touch with the message one-on-one. Here we go, I'm gonna cut this deck. Okay. doing before and after right now in the moment. Just cut this out. There we go. Okay. And the before card is the moon, and the after card is defeat. This is really great. You know why? Because we got that something going on Saturday coming up, you know? Astrologically speaking, with the angels and the cards. Hold on a minute. Okay, I just totally belched and coughed at the same time. Wow, that smells funky. It's that Mediterranean diet, I'm telling you. I just mouth farted on myself, Johnny. We can take that out later. Johnny. I know, usually it's like, oh, wipe your ass, Catherine. You totally farted, but no, I just totally belched and coughed out my mouth. God, it smells like that Mediterranean pasta diet I'm on. Then I had that Napoleonic ice cream or whatever it's called afterwards. You know where it's like strawberry and vanilla and chocolate? Except it's not Italian, but they like to make you think it is. And so that's why it smells like a total cow turd coming out of my mouth when I belch and cough at the same time. Oh my God. Okay, so the moon, and here's what's happening with this. Before and after. Before is the moon. So before, you had all this internal moon energy going on. Moon means our internal emotions that are garbage, that you don't need anymore. And this says defeat is the after effect of taking out the trash. The trash meaning your old moon energy, your moon emotional moon, your internal moon energy. What does that mean? Put these cards away. Let me clean this up. Clean up my workspace so I can have a clean workspace and explain this to you all about the moon. The moon is our internal presence of being when we are one with our authentic heart self in an introverted fashion. When you defeat the moon, it means you're going to be letting go of bad moon energy on the inside so that you have an external realization that is congruent with the enlightenment vibrations and the energy within the quantum particles that I talk about. In my other company that I have, the Quantum Frequency Institute. So if you ever look me up online, it's real science-backed shit. Quantum Frequency Institute, we had a summit. I made over $10 million at that summit, and so did our inner circle at the Quantum Frequency Institute, where we in-tune people's frequency and their vibration so they make more money. I do this on stage. I am wearing a suit, although I am not wearing underwear because I like the energy to flow through my root chakra and up all my chakras and out my crown chakra because it's like real total crown chakra situation. Just a minute. You know when I belched just like a minute ago and I had that Mediterranean gas coming out? Some of it came out my nose, and I'm just now realizing that. I'm wiping it. I don't like to get the snot on the cards. What was I talking about, Johnny? Oh, that's right, the moon. So the moon is like, especially with this upcoming eclipse. Okay, we sort of had a blip there. Can you hear me? Especially you, Rhonda. I'm going to get you for that, if that was Rhonda. We had a little blip, so I'm just going to start over on that explanation. You want to ditch the bad moon energy. Johnny, can you turn up my monitor in my ear? Because, like, I can't tell if I'm fabulous. There we go. Okay, that's good, Johnny. Real good. Okay, whatever that high-pitched shit is, I don't want that going. Is that my monitor, Johnny? I'm so fabulous on these podcasts. I just let it. It's all like reality radio. I just let it all hang out. So anyway, the point is ditch the bad moon energy. If you've got emotions from the past, any baggage, any of that sad, bad energy from the past, I want you to let go of it and release it. Purge it. Go on the Mediterranean purge diet like I am. Get that high magnesium beverage drink that you can drink and relax your bowels. And that's, I mean, it sounds dippy. Take that, Rhonda. She called me dippy. She said I sound like an idiot. Who's more of an idiot, though, Rhonda? You or me? I'm purging the shit in my bowels. What are you doing? You're probably holding on to it, Rhonda, which is probably why you weigh 5,000 tons of negative energy, and you just hold on to it. And I'm the only one telling the truth on these tarot card readings online, telling people to release it for free. Okay, I don't charge for it. Okay, like, release it. That's the end of my show, Crystalline Channeling, so I always run out of time. Okay, go to soundcloud.com/bigjujumedia and also instagram.com/bigjujumedia. Thanks, bye. Johnny, I thought we were done. Okay. Yeah, we are done. Bye.